Welcome. We're so glad you decided to join us tonight and celebrate the life of Jesus this Christmas Eve. As we take time to listen to the songs and the message this evening, let us take time to reflect on our lives and remember what God did for us. The life of Jesus is not only inspiring, but it sets an example for all of us to follow. Jesus modeled the way with his life and actions. He showed love and compassion to a world that turned their back on him. Yet, he gave the ultimate sacrifice so that we may be forgiven of our sins and have an opportunity to live with him forever. My wish is that you may see the love of Jesus here tonight and experience his love and concern for you. As Jesus said in John 14, verse 6, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to me or comes to the Father except through me. My hope is that you may leave here tonight understanding his love for you and the true meaning of Christmas.
Come, thou long expected Jesus, born to set thy people free from all fears and sins. Release us, let us find our rest in thee. Israel, strength and consolation, hope of all the earth, thou art dear desire of every nation, joy of every longing heart.
Let us open this time with a word of prayer. Gracious God, we humbly thank you for this evening. We thank you for the remembrance of your Son, our Savior Jesus. We thank you for the privilege, the opportunity, and the wondrous, you know, just gracious, wondrous privilege it is to serve you, to worship you, to commit this time of worship into your care. May you send your Holy Spirit to impact our minds, hearts, and souls that we might just truly be moved. May you do what only you can do. And Father, we bless you and we thank you. And Jesus, we all gather together this evening and we all pray the words that you taught your disciples to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
That glorious song of hope, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to man from the world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing. Still through the cloven skies they come with peaceful wings unfurled. Over all the weary world, above its sad and lonely place, they bend on hovering wings, and oh, its Bible angel sounds the blessed angels sing. Said the night wind to the little lamb, do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, a little lamb. Do you see what I see? A star, dancing in the night with a tail as big as a kite. With a tail as big as a kite. To the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? A song, high above the tree, with a voice as big as the sea, with a voice as big as the sea. Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king, do you know what I know?
Tonight's first scripture reading is found in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1. We will be reading verses 26 through 35, and then verse 38 as well. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren." Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
Song. Oh, 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 oh.
Of Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 16.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round young virgin mother and child, holy
infant so tender and mild. Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake.
Service where we will light the Advent candle. And if you look and pay attention to the Advent wreath up there, you'll see four candles surrounding the white candle in the center. And they stand for and they represent the love that Jesus exemplified when he stepped out of heaven and came to earth seeking to save that which was lost. They also represent the hope for all people, the hope in looking forward to having a right relationship with a holy God. The third one represents the joy, the unspeakable, unsearchable, indescribable joy, the joy that only wells up deep inside and is not dependent upon external circumstances. And the last one represents the peace that surpasses all understanding, the peace that only comes from someplace else other than this world. May we all ponder what the birth of Christ means for us this evening as we witness the Christ candle being lit. This evening, I want to share with you a simple Christmas thought. And years ago, I was volunteering with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and every year we had to fill out a recertification. And one of the questions on that recertification or application was, what would you say to God, to Jesus, the moment that you die? And I didn't have an answer, and you know, every Christmas, it comes around on the 25th of December every year, and Christmas Eve, we have services each year, and yet every year I find myself perplexed. Because we are celebrating the birth of a king, we are worshiping the risen Savior, and quite frankly, friends, words, they can't measure up to the magnitude of what's taking place, to the magnitude of what happened some 2,000 years ago. There's nothing that anyone could say that would change any of that or make it greater or better. There's nothing that I could say that would emphasize it a little bit more. But I have been pondering about peace over the last several days. And Jesus, in the 14th chapter of John, verse 26, he's talking to his disciples right before he was about to be crucified. And they're in the upper room, and if you'll remember with me in the 15th chapter of John, he's talking about he is the vine and we are the branches. And in the first statement that he gives to his disciples, he says, peace I leave with you, not as the world gives you, but I leave you with peace. And I was been pondering this for the last several days and thinking about what the difference is in the peace that God gives to us through Jesus Christ, his Son, our Lord, and our coming King. And what is the difference? You see, the main difference, friends, is this, is that we look for peace by trying to manage it with our own resources here in this world. You can see it at the last election. Now, I'm not here to stump for one or the other, you know, candidates. That's not my point. But my point is that people look to have peace of mind, heart, and soul based upon the resources that they have here on this earth. The peace that Jesus gives to you and to me, it's eternal, friends. It's eternal, that it's not from this world. It is not anything that we can do. And we saw it after events such as 9/11. You see, our country was in the uproar, and then we turn and we try to manipulate things based upon what we have in our power and ability. We try to leverage things when we lose a job, we lose a loved one, when things happen, calamity strikes, and the unforeseen happens, and yet we try to manipulate to protect our peace of heart, mind, and soul. We do it by checking our bank accounts. We do it by, you know, improving our abilities and our marketability so we can get a better job. We do it by making friends and relationships with others to leverage ourselves so that we can control our peace. And all the while, when the unforeseen hits, we're still left wanting. And Jesus' statement still stands true. It rings true today as it did to the disciples. The disciples were about to embark upon a time when Jesus was going to leave them. He was going to be crucified and resurrected. And his statement to them, it's the same statement to you and me tonight. Peace I leave with you, not as the world gives, but I leave you my peace. You see, we have two choices tonight. We can be like Horatio Spafford, and I'm going to share his story from 1873 here in a few moments, or we can be like the disciples who did not seize that peace initially, but I'm here to tell you, friends, eventually they seized the peace of Christ. What he blessed them with, it allowed them all to be martyred for their faith, to stand true in the midst of trial and suffering. And I don't know what you're going through here tonight, but I do know I've had Christmases where I've run myself ragged, and you drag yourself to Christmas Eve service, you fling yourself down in the pew, and you think, whew, I'm exhausted. That, my friends, is not peace, because the externals are affecting our heart, mind, and soul. The peace of Christ It gives us confidence. It gives us strength. It gives us the ability to stand strong in the midst and the face of what the unforeseen is. And that's the very reason Horatio Spafford was able to pen the words to a very familiar song. His story, and it's a true story, it goes like this. In 1873, a successful businessman, he lost all his material possessions in the Great Chicago Fire. Yet this did not trouble him too much, for he had set his affection not on the things of this world, but he set his affection on things above, the eternal. However, just a few weeks later, when his wife and children were on board the Villa du Havre to visit France, their ship was rammed by an English vessel and sank within 2 hours, claiming the lives of 226 people. Although his wife survived, all four of their children perished in the icy waters. While he was en route to Europe to join his wife, Horatio Spafford was given the tragic news and later shown the spot in the mid-Atlantic where the shipwreck occurred. Although heartsick with grief, Mr. Spafford suddenly felt an inrush of supernatural peace and comfort as he looked to the Lord for strength. With tears streaming down his face, he picked up a pen to record his feelings, and from his well-blessed heart flowed these thrilling words. And many of you know, when peace, like a river, attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. You see, Jesus didn't just come for our eternal salvation. He came for your salvation today. He came to change the peace of mind, heart, and soul that you and I possess today. May you accept the peace of the Christ child, because it's nothing that this world could ever even begin to give you. It only comes from Jesus, our Savior.
As we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we are reminded of the many aspects of whom Christ is and what he brought into the world. It begins with hope. Christ brought hope into the world, the hope of eternal life in heaven, the hope of eternity spent worshiping our wonderful Savior and glorifying him. Christ brought love, just as he communicated it to us, and love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, as well as love your neighbor as yourself. Christ brought God's love in the world in his actions and in his words. Christ brought joy into the world, joy in the everlasting God, the creator of all, whom we have been given life. Joy in him, with us knowing that even in the darkest of nights, his light shines infinitely bright. Joy in all aspects of our life, in both what is and what is to come. Christ brought peace into the world. He is the Prince of Peace, our comforter and our mediator. Because of Christ, we may live in eternity when we place our faith in him. While we are celebrating his birth today and the wonderful miracles that took place roughly 2,000 years ago, we must also remember his life. Christ was born of the Virgin Mary, lived a sinless life, performed numerous miracles recorded in the New Testament, and gave himself up to die on the cross in the place of us. God poured out his wrath on Christ so that we may be spared. Christ died for the worst of sinners. He died for us all. But Christ conquered death, rising from the grave, commissioning his disciples, and ascending into heaven to his glorious throne. We are all commissioned to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel of hope, love, joy, and peace. The universal church is to reflect the light of Christ. Here at Trinity, we have made it our mission to reach out. Inside your bulletin, you will see a welcome card. We would invite all visitors, whether this is your first time or not, to fill it out. We will use this information to invite you to special services and events. We want everyone to be a disciple. This begins with faith, and it follows by action. So if you will, fill out the card, hand it in one of the baskets around here, and begin your first steps by taking an active role with us here at Trinity.
Who came to earth to bring us joy, and I just want to sing a song for you. It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major left. With every breath I'm singing hallelujah.
Friends, Jesus was born for you. He died for you. He wants what's best for you, and we at Trinity want what's best for you as well. If you have questions, please fill out that card, put it in the basket either way. We have reached a point in our service where we will be lighting candles. Just a couple quick instructions about the candle lighting. We will be lighting from the Christ candle, and then we will come down the center aisle. We ask that those candles that are not lit, please dip your candle into the candle that is lit. Do not dip a lit candle sideways, please. And so we will do that, and then we will sing, O Holy Night. And so may you be blessed by the presence of the Christ child as we remember what he has done for us.
Oh, Lord, your knees.
fall.